Welcome to Dark Lords. So today we're going to talk about. Oh, you want to talk about Odin?
Yeah.
Why Odin?
I haven't done any research.
You don't know anything about Odin?
Nah, nothing.
He was a Viking god.
I'm not really up on me, Viking gods.
Was the old father. He was called the old father,
Right.
and he had two ravens, one called Hunwing and one called Munyan, I think.
Why did he have?
And he lived in Asgard,
Where's that?
and Earth was called Midgard. And Asgard was where the gods lived, but not where Dark Lords live. Where do Dark Lords live? Where do you live?
In a very modest house.
A Dark Lord. A
Dark
Dark
Lord.
Lord.
Yeah, I have just got some mirrors with goblins on it.
You got mirrors with goblins on them.
Yeah, I should have bought.
Why have you got mirrors, goblins?
Because it's cheap and look quite good. And 20 quid for two. Quite big as well.
And a Dark Lord goblins.
Yeah. Well, that is quite dark. I've got a skull.
Yeah, but you nicked that skull.
I didn't make the skull,
You
yeah.
took it.
Yeah.
And it's not yours.
Nah. I love still not giving it back. I love
You
it.
should give that skull back. That's
I'm
not
not
your
giving
skull.
it. I'm not even giving it back.
That's not very nice. That's evil.
Let him know what else.
Evil.
I don't even know what else. I've got this creeper.
I knew the moment you said let's talk about Odin that you knew nothing about it. You've not done your Dark Lord
How do you
research.
spell it?
Odin.
Yeah.
Idiot.
O.
O.
Yeah.
D.
Yeah.
I. N.
I've put it down. Oh yeah, it's come up now.
You don't know nothing about Odin.
No, I
Maybe we
don't.
should go back to world
I didn't know
destruction.
he's got a beard.
I don't know.
Because on the bit she's got a beard, I didn't
Well, he's a
know
Viking.
that.
He's more likely to have a beard because he's a Viking. Isn't
Yeah.
he? Hey.
Norse mythology.
You don't know anything about. What do you know about? What a Dark Lord subject. Shall I just go for a 5 minute break?
I know, like different kinds of deaths.
What would be the worst kind of death?
I mean,
What would it be if you were going on a dark or destructive path of war and annihilation? What would be your chosen warfare, type of warfare?
she's great on the throne.
What, mass cheese grater, like an army
Yeah, like a
with
little
cheese?
cheese grater on the phone.
And what if someone got thermonuclear weapons? An army of cheese graters ain't gonna
Nah,
help.
cheese grater. I know, but I didn't think he meant like half. I thought it meant.
I'm talking on a scale of mass warlord, dark lord, destruction.
Microwave.
What, just plug in microwaves? What, you're carrying a microwave
Yeah,
around?
if you put the red in it, like
Yeah, well, you've got to have a.
that's one thing that I know, like the new microwaves that they can get,
What?
and like a stand-up microwave, like for,
Where about?
because you use them in like the gym.
Well, microwave.
Yeah, like tall microwaves. Yeah, that's
dove.
The
dove. What?
Yeah, the dove. Like ears kind of thing. To eat the metal and shit.
And what are you on about? You can't use those in warfare.
No, but I'm just saying that's, I would like to, that's like the worst.
Yeah, that's not. You can't go to war with, I don't know, North Korea armed with microwave units.
I don't know how
that could be. You couldn't do that. I'm going, unless you, we're combining it with something else, maybe.
Catapult.
Trebuchet. Yeah, but that's very medieval.
Yeah.
Surely as a Dark Lord, you could use, laser shit.
Submarine.
You said submarine last time.
I like submarine.
Why did I?
No, I said it.
A U-boat.
That was my time for travelling dream.
Yeah, that was right, yeah. Yeah, there's a massive difference between U-boats and submarines of the Second World War and then the Astute class nuclear submarine.
You
cannot get two different pieces of equipment.
Yeah. But did you hear about that, Was it that last year? I think it was the Swedish have got this new submarine. It's not nuclear, it's engine power, I can't remember what it is. I don't know if it's fossil fuel or what. Anyway, it's powered, but the way they design the engine is quite
stealthy. It's a submarine?
Yeah, it's real, this is a real story. Mm-hmm. So it's quite stealthy because of the way it puts out the power. It bashes with the sea, so it just creates a normal,
It's invisible.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Like a cloaking device.
Yeah. And so this submarine only costs us a couple of million pounds.
No.
A few million pounds, which is nothing really for a submarine. And the Americans wanted to find out how good it was. And they're £1 billion each. They put five of them against this one Swedish little submarine. And the Swedish, some call them, obviously, not in the war game situation.
It just pretended.
Yeah. So as soon as you got a target on a direct hit, that's classed as a sink. And the Swedish submarine won.
It sounds better than the Second World War, the German ones. They used to have two toilets on the, it was a Type 7 Class C U-boat, and they used to have two toilets on it, and they only used one toilet. And if they went into a dive, they couldn't use a toilet if it went below a certain depth. And because it was a really complicated way of flushing the toilet. They actually had somebody that just flushed the toilet because it was that hard to flush. It was like a lever device. And if you got it wrong, the contact would come up into the U-boat. And then you'd have a bigger problem.
Yeah.
There'd just be shit everywhere.
Pretty much literally.
Literally just shit. But I don't know how they. The average life expectancy of a U-boat, a German U-boat, and soldier, marine, whatever they're called, submariner, was they had an 80% chance of death. It was the most high-risk job in the forces. but you had like a 20% chance of surviving. Possibly, I think it's out of 40 or 50,000 people that went to sea, only 6,000 came back in total.
Wow.
And there's only, I know a lot about this,
yeah.
There's only, I think there's 4 surviving U-boats now, because they scuttled loads, they got rid of them, loads of them. There's one in Chicago that has surrendered to the US.
Yeah.
Because in the end, the U-boats are grass, and there is easy pickings. There's a story about one guy, a U-boat captain, that was sat just outside of New York,
yeah,
watching people on Brooklyn Bridge.
I know about that story.
And he sat in his submarine watching, could see the traffic lights and stuff. So there's one in Chicago, there's one in Loeb, I think it's Loeb, in Germany. It's on the beach. If you get, if you Google it, L-O-B-E, is it L, something like that. If you Google it, U995 on Low Beach. It's literally on Google Maps. It's sat on the beach in 61. They brought it back from the Netherlands for one Deutschmark.
Wow.
Because it was originally a German submarine, which at the end of the Second World War, the Netherlands got it and used it for like 11 years and gave it back, that's it. But when you put it on Google Maps, it's even more crazy. Wow. Because it's actually, you see, there's people sunbathing next to it, and it's like a full-size submarine just sat on the beach.
That's mental,
isn't it? Yeah. I'd love to go and see that.
Mm.
Love to go and see that.
You'd like to go inside it.
Yeah. It's been there. It's a historical monument. And then there's one in Liverpool that's been split into 3 pieces though, raised from the depths, and you can go and visit it.
Wow.
So I might go and see that. I might have a dark little trip out there,
so you
and
like
view it.
Das Boot.
I like Das Boot, but I watched the recent series and series.
Like it.
Didn't like it.
Man.
It was really well done, I thought.
Yeah. Even there's too much like sex and stuff on it.
You don't like sex.
No.
You don't like sexy time.
No, it's just, I just thought, there wasn't enough action, there was too much.
Yeah, but that's how it was, it was waiting. A lot of
yeah,
waiting.
Yeah, I know, but I get about that, but the thing is, it's like, that
99% of wars, they're boring.
Yeah, but I just think there's too much filming on land. When
it's in the sea!
No, a lot of it is a lot more than the film.
Would you like most of it to be on the boat?
Yeah.
I would agree with you. I enjoyed the boat a bit more.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. If you watch the film, the reason you like Das Boot, the original film, is because of it. Not the action, but the
War is not as exciting as the film, is it?
No.
Like, when you watch them.
What's your favourite submarine film?
Favourite submarine film?
Yeah. So Das Boot.
I don't know, they're not similar to them, right? U571.
Yeah, that's a good one. Matthew.
That's probably the most interesting one because they tend to be a bit boring. Mm. Like,
Widowmaker.
I think it's crap. Do you not think it's crap?
No. I like that one.
Or
what's the other one that came from around October? Silent Running. Was that Cool Runnings? Cool Runnings is a bobsleigh film. Is it Silent? Am I just remaking Silent Runnings up?
Yeah, I keep making Silent Runnings.
Is that like an Xbox game?
I've never heard of that.
It's never been a Sabrina game, has it?
Sabrina?
Oh no, I've always looked for one.
Yeah.
If you're like looking at Google apps, Play Store.
There's what that one where you could move things to move out of the way of death charges.
What? Battleships.
No. It was like both.
Would you like to play like a Second World War submarine simulator?
Yeah.
Which is like in VR, like a virtual reality one.
Nah, I prefer it medieval.
How can you have a medieval submarine?
No, virtual reality, if you're gonna do virtual reality.
Oh, like a sword.
Sword fight.
I remember when that first came out in the 1990s, early 90s, 92. It was shit.
Yeah,
well. I remember going down Hockley, they had the VR place down there.
Yeah.
And you went and stood in like a box and put a headset on, and it cost like £15 a minute or something stupid. And it was like, you ever seen that music video by Dire Straits, like the first one that was on MTV, like Money for Nothing?
Nah.
Where it's in a blocky 80s shit graphics.
Blah.
VR was like that.
Yeah, but you just watch Nightmare.
Yeah, as a kid, I love Nightmare.
3 side steps to the left.
Yeah.
2 side steps to the right.
And then the Dungeon Master.
Dungeon Master. Oh, was that still around when you were a kid, was it?
Yeah, Nightmare was.
Yeah. I thought you'd be too old.
Nah, Nightmare was. I used to watch Nightmare when I was a kid.
Did you really?
Yeah. I know, I had a mate that was on it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did he win?
He thought he was wicked, because he was on Nightmare. He was like a celebrity for ages, like, because he was on Nightmare, and like, he'd met the guy, and I says, because the thing that you used to think when you used to watch Nightmare, you think, is it, where are you? Mm. What does it actually look like? Because back in the early 90s, your imagination was like,
yeah,
there must be in that place, but it can't be that good really, can it?
No, I bet it won't. To do it, I bet it won't at all.
I thought that was the thing
I look for, the look good on telly that would be good in real life is probably funny ass.
I never watched that. Oh, that Crystal Maze type thing,
yeah.
That must have been good.
Yeah, but because they had go-karts at the end.
That was bought by Ard or whatever it is. That looks
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm up. Melinda Messenger.
She's old.
She had big tits, though.
That's not nice. You shouldn't slag up Melinda.
She did have big tits.
She's like your mum's age.
Probably older than my mum.
Yeah, probably is.
Yeah.
Well, she got to tell us then. Because the Odin thing didn't work out very well.
No.
We had a better conversation about nuclear submarines and U-boats.
I like submarines.
Then about Odin. You need to pick your subject matter a bit better, really.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about next time? Because we should really said we were going to talk about submarines. I have got some more submarine facts if you want them.
We'll talk more about submarines.
What, are we doing another part of submarines?
Weird deaths.
Weird deaths? Yeah, but you weren't going to research anything.
I will. I'm good at stuff like that.
Oh, I'm dependent on you then.
Yeah, I'm good at stuff like
that. Don't let us down. Don't let the Dark Lord down.
person because of you. Alright, we're done.